Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show. Roy Wood Jr.
The Daily Show. We welcome you to this wonderful, wonderful program, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Indictment Circus. Anyway, it's a somber day for democracy. This shit's gonna be exhausting. Let's just get to the headlines. So we are here in New York City, and today was one for the history books, because when today began, we were preparing for the craziest day in New York since the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man came to town and busted a nut on the whole city. That wasn't marshmallows. But today was even crazier, because today was Trump Arraignment Day.
This is breaking news.
In a remarkable chapter of American history, for the first time, a former president faced a judge in a criminal courtroom on charges he broke the law, and it happened right here in New York City.
Former President Trump pleads not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records related to hush money payments.
The photograph is stark. And historic as we look at it. Donald Trump.
That's a man who looks like a defendant. The former president. I've seen that face not many times. He looks somber.
Look at you. Look at your ass now. They got your ass. Ain't so tough no more. Ain't so tough. You spent all that money talking shit about the judge. You talk shit about the DA. Oh, I'm going to march in the courtroom and I'm going to tell him, shut your ass up. look at how sad Trump looks. My man looked like somebody told him his dog died or that Mike Pence is still alive. And you can talk all the shit you want, but I'm telling you, baby, the moment you in that courtroom, that shit get real. Trump's sitting there like, wow, y'all really gonna do this to me, huh? And he alone, ain't none of your boys around no more. You gave them all pardons. And everybody know you don't pardon all your partners. You gotta leave one in jail so you have somebody to talk to. And on top of all that, this how I know Trump did something. I don't know what he's guilty of, but he did something. Look at that outfit. First day of court, he in a suit that don't even fit. Why would you do that? Gwyneth Paltrow showed you the cheat code, boy. You got to dress like you don't give a f-. You got to dress for court like you on your way to somewhere else. Look at Gwyneth Paltrow. You can't convict me. These glasses are Cartier's. Cartier, is that how you say it? I don't know. I can't afford nice glasses. So, as you can imagine, it was a crazy day in New York. And the city was ready for anything. Barricades were laid out. Every police officer was on duty. Even Mayor Eric Adams said he might not go to the club tonight. Just in case y'all need him. Because, you know, he be in the club. He got to keep the phone on vibrate, but call him twice so he know it's an emergency. And the cops, I'll give the NYPD this. They were right to set up all the barricades. Trump supporters swarmed downtown Manhattan and filled the streets with red, white, and blue. It was like a Puerto Rican Day parade for people who want to deport Puerto Ricans. And to the police's credit, to their credit, they handled it perfectly. They kept everybody on both sides far enough apart so nobody got hurt, but close enough so they could still roast the shit out of each other. Yes. The classics. Don't nothing win an argument faster than a yo mama. It hit like a shit. Like, yo mama. You lose. No matter what you say. Donald Trump is a political prisoner unfairly targeted by the criminal justice system. Yo mama, bitch. Oh. Oh. That's how it hits you. You bleed out. But it was a crazy scene downtown. It was wild. And one of the people making it crazy was Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene. MTG swung down to the courthouse, double parked a broomstick, and took part in the festivities. And today, she offered a defense of the president that I've never heard before.
President Trump is joining some of the most incredible people in history being arrested today. Nelson Mandela was arrested, served time in prison. Jesus was arrested.
Jesus. That's what I'm thinking too. Like, Jesus, what the hell is wrong with this lady? How you gonna compare Donald Trump to Jesus? First of all, Jesus walked on water. Donald Trump can barely walk on land. Now, the crazy thing about all of this today is that Donald Trump didn't even have to come to New York. He could have done the whole arraignment at the crib. Because apparently, they gave him the option to be arraigned over Zoom. You know, like Nelson Mandela and Jesus. But I get it. I completely get why Trump didn't do it over Zoom. One, he'd have got on camera, they would have just found more classified documents in the background. Two, Trump wants publicity. Look at how he came out of Trump Tower this morning, giving the black power fist like a real political prisoner. He lives for shit like this. Hell, Trump liable to show up to court every day dancing on top of a car like Michael Jackson. Just like, time out. Time out. That document. And the media, man, the media, what'd they do? They play right along with it, giving us wall-to-wall coverage, even when there was absolutely nothing to talk about.
I will turn to you and show you. He'll be coming out the side door of Trump Tower there, so there is a sense of anticipation that his movement is coming.
You can see some of the traffic heading northbound there, and I can't remember off the top of my head if Fifth Avenue is one way,
yes.
Right? It's northbound, I think.
We'll
go south.
Go south.
So that's not Fifth Avenue.
I checked Waze just before we came in. It showed that that was the fastest route.
We expect him to enter through and I think that was just him. John and Jillian, did you guys just see the former president walk out, or is that just me?
There's Donald Trump right there. I'm sorry. Abbott, we just saw Donald Trump.
Overhearing some radio traffic here. At any moment now, see the former president walk through those doors.
So there are many doors into the courtroom, and it's not just this one door. There are side doors, and there's a back door.
Photographer Evan Shumrak laser-focused on that front door.
And many hallways that lead to each door.
If he does go through those doors, he will come by the camera.
A judge comes in a different door. A jury comes in even another door. A defendant who's incarcerated comes in a different door, the public comes in the main door. So there are many doors.
Okay. So let me get this straight. You're telling me the courthouse has multiple doors and different people come through different doors, and then those doors connect to other doors, and then those are all the doors. Hey, man, I'm learning so much about the legal system. Thank you, cable news. Now, there's doors. Buildings got doors and shit. You learn stuff. Now, here's what bothered me about today. I'll say this. Donald Trump deserves a fair trial. But I also want Trump to get the full American criminal justice experience, which is not what happened today. My man got to schedule his visit to the courthouse like he the cable man. Trump called the court, hey, listen, I'll be down to the jail Tuesday between 10 and 2. Just make sure you get that. Then, once Trump got there, there were no handcuffs, there were no mugshots, there were no perp walks. Well, for Trump, it would be a perp waddle, but you understand. But, you know, that doesn't make the point. My point is, I'm disappointed, because today shows you how humane our courts could be. So many people get dragged into this legal system, and it's humiliating. You get handcuffed, you get gawked at, you wait days, sometimes months for an arraignment. Then you go into a building through one of those many doors. You get to a room, they strip you naked, they spread your ass cheeks, they make you cough twice, which I never understood the second cough. Like, the first cough I get, one cough is enough to know whether or not I got drugs in my booty. The second cough is for you. That's wrong. Am I sharing too much with y'all right now? I thought I could open up to y'all. Apparently not. My point is, for the sake of this country, I hope that Donald Trump gets a swift trial, but that doesn't mean he should get to use the TSA pre-check lane. But here's the good news. The New York investigation is just one of many into the former president, so we'll have plenty of other opportunities to get him arrested correctly. So, Georgia, got plenty more opportunities. So, state of Georgia, if you're listening, when you finally get Donald Trump in your courtroom, make sure he coughs twice. Yeah. Thank you for clapping for that, man. You know, that was good, but you know, I don't know if that's good enough to go viral. I'm trying to go viral this week, you know? It's a lot of pressure as guest host. You know, you got to be funny, you got to be satirical, you got to be powerful, you got to go viral. And I don't know what to do. I just wish I had somebody that I could talk to guide me through some of this stuff, man.
Roy, use the false Roy.
Who that?
Roy,
who's
use...
that?
Use the false.
I'm a ghost, man. Who that?
Roy, use the false. Roy. Roy, just.
I'm John. Stewart. I used to work here when the budget wasn't as big. A few years back. It was,
you were here. You were here.
I actually hosted the program, to be honest with you.
The Daily Show had a white host?
Yeah.
Why are you dressed like Obi-Wan Kenobi?
I like to be comfortable.
Okay.
Roy, the point is this. Donald Trump doesn't define
you. Wait, if you're Obi-Wan Kenobi, okay. What does that make me? Because if you're Obi-Wan, that makes me Luke Skywalker, and I don't want to be Luke Skywalker.
Why the f*** wouldn't you want to be Luke Skywalker?
Luke Skywalker kissed his sister. I want to be Han Solo instead. Han Solo was badass. Han Solo was cool. He had the ship. You can be Chewbacca.
Why would I want to be like a wolf ape? That doesn't make... Look, I think it would make more sense if I were the wise sage who mentors the young host and not the wolf ape. Also, I cannot return this robe. What happened was the events that took place in this...
Yeah, but if you're Obi-Wan, if you're Obi-Wan and I'm Luke, then does that mean my dad is Vader? Because if my dad is Darth Vader, does that mean Donald Trump is my dad?
Why?
I'm trying.
I know that. Roy, why would Donald Trump be your father?
Because if I'm Luke and Trump is Vader, that means Trump killed you.
What? you're Han Solo, I'm Baby Yoda. Fine. The point
is... Why can't you be regular Yoda?
What the f*** are you talking about? What? I should have come when Silverman was here. When Silverman! Listen.
Okay. How about this? Because I want to go along with that. I want to go along with you on this. Okay, how about you be Yoda because you're all hobbled and green and shit. And I'll be Lando for obvious reasons. I can be Lando, you know.
Is this a trap? Yeah, because you both have...
Mustaches.
Mustaches!
Yeah.
Yes! My point is this, Roy, and thank you for having me on the program. The thing about, and you're doing a fabulous job, by the
way.
Thank
you, brother.
The thing about this historic indictment is that American Judas
Prince. I think we're out of time. Thank you so much, Grogu. I mean, John Stewart. John Stewart, everybody. Thank you, Obi-Wan. Thank you. All right, when we come back, we'll see what Jordan Trumper saw at the courthouse today. So don't go away.
Benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of crazy characters down there at the Trump rally today. Now, if you look at this footage of Marjorie Taylor Greene, look at all these idiots with nothing better to do all day. Wait, zoom in on my man in the background right there. Oh my God, that's Jordan Klepper. What is that idiot doing down there? Klepper, that's a moron. He gonna get his ass whooped down there.
I'm right here, Roy.
Oh, Jordan Klepper, everybody. I didn't mean none of that.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy you were down there today, Jordan Klepper. As the old saying goes, better you than me. What was it like down there?
You know, it was pretty chill. A respectful crowd who quietly showed their support for American jurisprudence.
I've seen the footage, and I know that you're f***ing with me.
With you, Roy. I am. It was a shit show. And I got a front row seat to take a big ol' whiff. Take a look.
I went downtown to watch Trump's historic arrest and the surrounding media circus. But I was curious how hometown boy Donald Trump would be greeted by regular New Yorkers.
Donald Trump, like, Jesus Christ, what more is there to say?
Trump the dick!
Yes, he is!
Diehard MAGA folk, but also appearing were some of the most respected and articulate members of the Republican Party.
Marjorie, are you afraid Trump will be mistreated by the Gazpacho police?
Yes, the rising stars of the GOP came out in force.
If anybody can get Donald Trump off today, it's America's lead defense attorney, George Santos. He went to Harvard Law and Stanford Law.
Are you finally bringing legitimacy to this process?
That's why we didn't do videos.
Are you finally bringing legitimacy to the process, George?
Can you
tell us, George, can you talk to us about your volleyball career?
Just tell us.
Have you recently gotten a law? Talk to me about your law degree. Which law degrees have you gotten that you are bringing here to this?
I showed up.
As first president of the United States, do you feel that you can actually handle the jurisprudence that's going on? George, talk to me about your volleyball, George.
After a productive conversation like that, I feel good about our nation's future.
Jordan, if nobody else has done it, Jordan, I want to thank you for all that you've done, because I know it takes a lot out of you.
You know, Roy, I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to a nice rest.
No, you got to go back down there and get some more. We need some more of this shit for tomorrow.
Okay. You're the boss for this week.
Jordan Klepper, everybody. All right, stay tuned, because when we come back, Robin Thede will be joining me on the show.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is the creator and star of the Emmy-winning HBO series, A Black Lady Sketch Show. Please welcome Robin Thede.
Reclaiming this color. We are ready. Yeah. No, it's what a day to be in New York. What a day to be in New York. What it feels like Christmas and just prom, just everything wrapped into one. I drove by Trump Tower. They were screaming, lock him up. I was just really. I'm here for the trial. You know?
I'm here for the looting. I need a TV.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair. But do you really ever need an excuse to loot, Roy?
Sure. I think... Speaking of Trump, now, before you got the HBO series...
Yeah.
Your journey through unscripted television, you had your own television show...
I did.
...on BET, The Rundown. Shouts
yes.
out to that.
Thank you.
Where you quarterbacked a lot
no
of
No one in the audience saw it.
Topics.
That's fine. That's why it was canceled. You people! No, it was fine.
But prior to that,
yes.
The Nightly Show with Larry
yes.
Wilmore, which
yes.
is on this
yes.
network,
yes.
where you were, and correct me if I'm wrong, the first black woman head writer in the history of unscripted late night television. Yes. And you wrote for the Correspondents' Dinner. How much do you miss this world and talking about Trump? Because Black Lady Sketch Show, so much of it is about the black experience and just the unique
yeah.
perspectives that people may not necessarily look through what black women go through
right.
and what black women deal with from a funny perspective.
Yeah, so, very Trump-heavy.
Yeah,
no.
Not at all. Not in the least. So how much do you miss?
I don't miss it at all. I have to be honest, like, it's not like I don't keep up with the news. Obviously, I am. My mother's been in politics forever. Like, it's very important to me. But I don't miss having to make fun of something that has already made fun of itself so much. You know, but I truly, I mean, you have gotten me. It's actually your fault that I'm really interested in everything that's going on, because your Gwyneth Paltrow trial coverage was so funny. And I was like, I cannot wait. Right? So good. I was literally on the edge of my seat watching your take on it. And so I was like, what is this Trump trial going to be? Is he going to just try to represent himself? Is he going to get up and say, you can't handle the truth? And then his wig falls off. Like, what's going to happen? I don't know. But I'm excited to have you covering it. I'm excited to have you at this desk.
Well, thank you, Robin. Thank you, man. So your program.
Oh, yeah, my program.
Your program, Black Lady Sketch Show, entering its fourth season.
Crazy.
You have...
It's so good, you guys.
And not just in front of the camera, but all of the black women that you employ behind the
yeah.
camera. You're big on diversity. You're big on showing black women.
Yeah.
And putting them on a pedestal. In this era of so many other channels going, we don't know what diversity is. Where is the talented black woman?
Oh, my
Where
God.
Where do
of
you
here.
Find them? Where, how you? Did you
Listen,
hire all of them?
We are. No, no. I did not. I did not.
That's why
not.
It's a diversity problem. You hired all the black women.
There are so many talented black women out here and women of color. There's so many. There are so many. People didn't know who I was really till Larry Wilmore put me on The Nightly Show. People didn't know, you know, who a lot of these people are. I mean, so many great people have come through our show. Everybody from Angela Bassett. who said to me, I did the show because no one asked me to do comedy. And I'm like, if you can play Tina Turner, you can do a sketch. Like, you know, and so for me, it's like the talent from that level to little YouTube or TikTokers, like I love, there's room for all of us there. And I find talent by opening my eyes. Like, and that's what people need to do. They're everywhere. We are everywhere doing this in stand-up and improv and sketch on YouTube, on TikTok, on all these platforms. So I think you just gotta be willing to see the truth and let Black women authentically tell it. Don't write it for us. Don't cast us and then write for us. Let us write for us, and then it's gonna feel legit. You know what I mean? You can tell when a Black person's like, oh my God, did you guys get the new Taylor Swift? I'm like, who wrote this? No shade. Taylor Swift has Black fans, but I'm just saying, like, it feels, our show, I think the key to our show is that it feels authentic.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think that's what's dope.
Give me one.
I love a good woo. Woo!
Give me one character, because you are essentially, you're the Lorne Michaels of this, you're the Michael Che, you're the Colin Jost, you're the Kenan Thompson, you're the writers,
wow.
You're all the people
that's
behind the scenes.
You
built this entire thing.
Yeah.
So you have this array of characters. Give me one character that you think, which one resonates the most
with
people?
Well, I don't know if it resonates, but definitely the one who causes the most controversy and who people always quote to me is Dr. Hadassah Olayinka Ali Youngman.
I'm sorry. Who is this character?
This is her, Dr. Hadassah Olayinka Ali Youngman, pre-PhD. She is a HRTEP, which is a female version of a HOTEP. So she believes that women should not be working, although she has a talk show. She believes that women should not wear shoes, although she does. So she's just kind of a hypocrite who kind of spews these conspiracy theories and says things like, see, if you break down the word bacon, it means bay-con. They're trying to get us to cozy up to the conspiracy. And it's just like, what does this mean? So she's a lot of fun. People tend to scream, see, at me down the street, which is great.
Well, I can relate to the character because I follow a lot of people like that on Facebook. I'm so happy you came. A Black Lady Sketch Show returns for its fourth season, April 14th on HBO and HBO Max. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this. Robert D, everybody.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's our show for tonight. But before we go, please consider supporting the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition. They're dedicated to ending discrimination against people with convictions and creating a more comprehensive and humane reentry system into society. If you can, please donate at the link below.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.